I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A Dalit school in India's Tamil Nadu state has just won an award for its academic achievement. The school is supported by Partners International. Partners Tom Chandler says the school is helping to tear down caste barriers in the community. Education plays a key role in that transformation.
It's also breaking down spiritual barriers. Already what we've seen happening is that a number of the higher caste Hindus are beginning to investigate what Christianity is all about. And there's been some who have already come to faith, which is significant.
Next, Christians continue to speak out about the South Korean Christian hostage situation. While the 19 remaining hostages have been released, the International Director of the World Evangelical Alliance, Jeff Tunnicliffe, says he's concerned about the South Korean government's ban on Christian work in Afghanistan. Tunnicliffe plans to meet with Korean Christian leaders September 13th to discuss the implications of that decision. Pray for this meeting and that the hostages heal emotionally. And Transworld Radio has designed a broadcast to help missionaries keep their spiritual batteries charged. MemCare by Radio is a 15-minute daily program designed to encourage missionaries living in a different culture. Scott Hollinger says it's currently airing in English in Europe, Central Asia, and Africa.
A lot of times we deal with conflict management, disappointment in missions, cross-cultural living, children.
Hollinger says their goal is more than just keeping missionaries in the field, but
giving people the tools they need to stay on the field and not just live there, but to thrive where they are at, where God has put them.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have questions about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.